To bring the Flying Dutchman to the stage of the Kauffman Center, the Lyric Opera's production team turned to Kansas City Costume Company, a nearly 90-year-old shop in downtown Kansas City.
I'm Mary Traylor, the costume designer for the Flying Dutchman at Lyric Opera of Kansas City. I'm a firm believer in doing things here in Kansas City, if at all possible. We had these built at KC Costume, and it was wonderful because they have virtually a factory to assemble this, and they have really very skilled staff.
My name is Tracy Davis-Singh, and I am the director of production for the Lyric Opera of Kansas City. One of the great things about building an entire new package of costumes designed specifically for our singers is we have complete artistic control to display the vision that we have.
Mary Traylor says the concept for costumes was shaped by research, the music, and conversations with the director.
The costumes started out kind of a nebulous idea that I then discussed with Bernard Uslan, who is the director of the opera. And then I did a lot of research, because we are basing it in the actual historical era, the turn of the century, in Scandinavia. The ladies, when they're singing and fixing the nets and spinning and all of this, the music is upbeat. And then when they actually arrive, when the boat comes into the harbor, all of these people are gathered together and the music is, you know, like bright and kind of upbeat. So I've snuck in the bright colors. And then, of course, on the opposite spectrum, you've got the sailors, the rough and ready guys who endure storms at sea. Above and beyond all of this, there's the eternal Dutchman who's been sailing around for hundreds of years. And he's above and beyond time.
Richard Paul Finck returns to the Lyric to play the lead role as the cursed captain. Finck and costumer Mary Traylor spoke like old friends as Traylor checked his black captain's jacket during a final costume fitting.
This will be the third time I've worked with Mr. Finck, and it's really great when you know the person you're designing for, and he has an incredible physical range. And that's really exciting when you have somebody that knows how to wear the clothes and how to use them. He's not afraid of his clothes. He's incredibly talented as a physical actor as well as a brilliant singer.
Singh Davis says building the costumes in Kansas City allows the Lyric more control over the artistic process.
By building all of our own costumes, we were able to truly cast the best singers available, the best chorus available, and then build the costumes to fit them.
Again, Mary Traylor.
We're not portraying reality. We're pulling the audience into our vision and our dream, and we're hoping that they'll participate, and I think they will with this one because it's such a fusion of wonderful music, beautiful singers, and then the visual spectacle on top of it all to make one incredible experience.
The cursed crew of the Flying Dutchman continues to sail, clothed in the artistic vision of the Lyric's production team. Julie Deneche, KCUR News.